Welcome to the First Amendment News Podcast, a fictional timeline of a futuristic world set in the year 2076 and going back in time to the year 2024. Due to a collapsed economy, the United States of America has splintered off into six separate independent entities of government, and a unified Korea has assumed superpower status and established world dominance. Your host for the podcast series is news anchor Matt Amazon, a fictional character brought to life by Amazon Polly, a leader in text-to-voice technology. Please settle in and join us with tonight's broadcast. This is Matt Amazon, reporting for First Amendment News. Tonight, First Amendment News continues our multi-part series with an in-depth look back at the historic events which have spanned the previous 50 years. The series chronicles the significant milestones and circumstances which led to the collapse of the most powerful nation on Earth, the subsequent formation of six splinter nations which formed the coalition of former American states, and the establishment of the Korean Haeundae-Jeju Province along the far northwest rim of North America. Tonight's segment. Season 2. Episode 7. Unsanctioned republics of Texas and California officials rumored to have discussed future secession plans. August 12, 2076, First Amendment News. Article originally released by APNS May 3, 2027, Washington, D.C. Before entering the Union in 1846, the Republic of Texas had been an independent nation for almost 10 years. The nation was almost as large in land area as the United States, and even had accumulated a sizable foreign debt due to its war with Mexico. The debt, along with a substantial number of former American citizens with considerable political clout within the borders of Texas, eventually led to the annexation of the Republic of Texas into a position of American statehood. To this day, the Republic still has an unofficial government in place should the rebirth of the Republic ever occur. On the other hand, the Republic of California never truly stood as an independent nation, and the Republic existed, in name only, but for a few weeks. However, for a number of years, a small group of Californians have attempted to rally the citizens of the Bear State around the secession movement and discuss the potential benefits which could be realized with an orderly break from U.S. federal government control, which in that case, California would become a true independent nation and control its own destiny. So over the weekend, a small group of secession advocates from California ventured to Austin and examined the pseudo-government structure in which officials representing the Republic of Texas administer operations under a quasi-environment of reality. The constitutional organization includes both functioning executive and partial legislative branches of government, plans for a viable precious metal currency, diplomatic ties with several European governments, and the 13th largest economy in the world. Along those lines, California certainly has the population, with 40 million citizens, and the economy, the sixth largest in the world, to be self-sustained as an independent nation. A spokesperson for the group noted that their delegation was impressed with the Texas model and could implement many of the ideas and concepts into their own functioning governmental prototype should the opportunity arise. And until recently, these constitutional administration prototypes of an independent republic operating within an existing state of the union were viewed as a madman's fantasy. Jaded old men plotting and scheming to gain power and control of the people should the federal government collapse or cease to exist. But with the recently passed balanced budget amendment and the Social Reform Party's extravagant social entitlement programs, the real possibility now exists for a legal secession movement by several wealthy and populous states which could survive as independent sovereign nations under their own economic capacity. The Republic of Texas, along with several Texas border states uniting with the Confederation, looms as the most likely contender. However, the people of California have to consider several issues standing in their pathway to self-autonomy and independent rule before they can strike out on their own. First, they do not have that "we're Texans and can do anything" attitude. Second, Californians are not unified around one cause. The people are divided by ethnic, political, environmental, economic, and social differences. The people of the northern part of the state differ from the people of the southern section. Most of California's land area is rural, with the populous areas running along the southern coast, including the Los Angeles Basin, along with the San Francisco Bay and Silicon Valley regions. Should California ever secede, the most likely scenario would be the eventual break-off into two separate lands, with the more prosperous Northern California region cutting loose the poorer, water-starved Southern California territory. Should this separation occur, the Southern California area may find it necessary to seek out a unification agreement with Arizona and Southern Nevada in order to survive. And with an uncertain economic future and the sudden political unrest looming over the country, the prospects of such a fracturing of this once stable nation do not seem so far-fetched or unrealistic. This concludes our replay of unsanctioned Republics of Texas and California officials rumored to have discussed future secession plans. Our next report in the series, Minority Leader Malloy Calls for Federal Reserve Audit. This has been First Amendment Broadcast News. Preserving our unalienable rights defined in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the former United States of America, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. First Amendment Broadcast News originates from the Communication Center off the former United States Coast Guard cutter, Richard Snyder, currently anchored off the coast of Bermuda. This has been Matt Amazon reporting for First Amendment News. Good night. You have been listening to a podcast of First Amendment News. This episode was written and produced by Pop Knows and recorded from Pop and KK's Place Studio. First Amendment News intro and closing music is the instrumental Algorithms from the album ARPS by Chad Crouch. Visit Podington Bear's website at soundofpicture.com for a full listing of his music. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And please join us again for our next episode of First Amendment News.